This is CBS News. Fatal plane crash, 73 dead, including Marshall University football team. Details from Barry Serafin. Increased war activity, at least 44 U.S. fatalities during past week's fighting. Political arrests, Cambodian government charges four family members of former chief of state with subversion, and report on oil slick threatening three states. Details of those and other top stories of the hour on CBS Radio. Good morning, this is Steve Young, CBS News. Officials of the Federal Aviation Agency have recovered intact the flight recorder and voice recorder from the Southern Airways DC-9 jet, which crashed and burned last night in what one witness called a giant ball of fire. Barry Serafin reports the latest from Huntington, West Virginia.
Shock and disbelief are expressed everywhere here following what is believed to be this country's worst air disaster of the year and its worst ever involving a group of athletes. 38 Marshall University football players were among the 73 people believed aboard the chartered Southern Airways DC-9 when it crashed into a hillside just short of the airport runway. Witnesses say the plane hit the top of another ridge before plummeting down in flames. One said she saw a part fall off before the plane hit. Authorities worked through the night combing the debris for bodies. Federal investigators are to inspect the wreckage today. This was the first time this season the Marshall team had flown to a game. On all previous games, they had gone by bus. Memorial services have been scheduled on the campus, and special housing has been set up for the families of the victims of the tragic crash. Barry Serafin, CBS News, Huntington, West Virginia.
When word of the disaster reached the Marshall campus, a co-ed and girlfriend of one of the players was heard to say, "It can't be. It can't be." "It's unbelievable," said a student with seven fraternity brothers aboard the plane. An 18-year-old defensive tackle on the freshman team who had looked forward to playing next year said, "I lived with them, knew them, and played with them. Now they're gone." In Seattle last night, a Boeing 747 landed undamaged and without injury to the test crew after blowing out all but two of the Superjet's 18 tires. A company spokesman said the jumbo jet was testing a new anti-skid system and, quote, "Apparently, it did not work too well." The president of East Pakistan arrived home last night following a state visit to Peking.